Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Lamed Gimel, the second to last daf in Maseches Temura, and we are up to Tanya Kavaseh on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. We have been talking about the halacha of Ha'amada V'Ha'aracha, and that means when a karban is gets a muminit, whether it's kachim izbeh, kachim the kabayis, that is the machlokas that we just had between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, within the shita of the Rabbanon, in their machlokas, between themselves and Reb Shimon. If you remember in the Mishnah, we had the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. The Tanakhama said, not exactly clear, they must be buried, the imesu yekavru, and Reb Shimon said that kachibet the kabayis can still be redeemed. So what did the Rabbanan say? Did they say everything yekavru? That was the shita of Reish Lakish, that both kachim betek abayis and kachim mizbeach yekavru, meaning both betek abayis and mizbeach have a requirement of ha'amada v'ha'aracha before they are redeemed to be, go out to chulin. They need to be stood up and evaluated, and if they can't be, then they can't be redeemed. Yikavru. And Reb Shimon says no, kachim betek abayis. Or Reb Yochanan said it's the opposite. They only have it by kachim Mizbeach and not Kachay Bedek Abayis, and that was Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, and Rabbi Shimon either way argues on both of them. I just wanted to start off with the Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll continue. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, the Mitzvah of being Ma'arich a Behema, according to what the Kohen says exactly it's worth. Remember, we had a lot of arachin of people. That has fixed values. But arachin of animals do not have fixed values. But if somebody is marachin animal, they have to give that value, that dumim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Ladun bedin erche behema kamosha tzivasnu atorah alav. We have to take care of and judge and figure out the arachin of animals. Like the Torah says, v'emidas la'behema lefnei ha-kohen v'he'erich ha-kohen osa. V'laseis kefi ha-erich she'yarichen ha-kohen v'lo pachos. She'en livchos u'lashaker b'masha adam poseach piv la-shamayim. You can't withhold from something that you said you're going to give to Shemayim. V'yafilu b'divrei hedyot, osur l'shaker. Even b'divrei hedyot. Okay, so he goes through all the halachas of evaluating the animals. And then at the end, which is important for us now, the last paragraph. V'no heges mitzvah zu. By the way, there should be an Ian Shear up from last night. I don't know if it's up yet, but Be'ez Hashem, it should be up, related to Shinui Kona. This mitzvah applies by males and females, Bizman Abayis, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Aval Bizman Azeh, what if somebody declares they want to give the value of an animal to the Beis HaMikdash? Amru Chachamim Zechorna Levracha, Shein Magdishin V'Ein Marichin V'Ein Machrimin. Shouldn't do it today. We don't want Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMikdash money floating around. V'im hikdish oherich ohechrim. And if he did, min hadinhu, it should be shaha behema te'aker. Uperos ksus v'kelem yerakevu. Everything should just rot and be left to die. Because what can you do, bizman hazeh, with dvar hekdish? Aval imrotze betakanasam. But if you really want to save your animal, to save your beget, to save whatever it is, Ovid Leikid de Shmuel, do what Shmuel said to do, which we had recently, de Amar, Hekdash of Amana, Shechula, Shavaprutim, Mechulal, Kidda Kasivna, as we had earlier, Shmuel says it by Hekdash, and we apply it by Maeser Sheni and by Netar Ravai, that if you can be Mechalad onto a Shavapruta, say here too, by the animal, even though it's worth a lot more, by the Beget, even though it's worth a lot more, you could be Mechalad onto a Shavapruta, then the animal is Chulin, and they just throw that Pruta into the sea. But then he has the line, Vekiva Chakain, since this is true, yesh lanu lichtov she'ein din ha'amada lefnei ha'kohen noeg achshav klal. Because this is true, and that is what we do like Shmuel, so then we should say this is a mitzvah that does not apply bizman hazeh, the din of ha'amada lefnei ha'kohen, who's ever mamid their animal nowadays. No, you just be mechal and otash ha'fruta. Aval mikol makom din erche behema noeg le'inyin shemisha avar ve'erecha behema bizman hazeh. Shetzorach lasos padover mashet sivanu chachamim. But still, even though there's no ha'amada v'ha'aracha bizman hazeh, nobody's been doing that, but because you have to do something, you have to do something based on what Chazal told you to do, that's enough to say it is, that's part of this mitzvah d'oraisa. Umikivan to be the evet srichan anu takana badavar afilu bizman hazeh, yeshli limnosehi v'chol chayotiba bechlal mitzvahs ha'noagos bizman hazeh. So even though this doesn't appear, if you'd go ask the average person on the street, you know, the Chafetz Chaim has the minyan ha'katzar. Right, the short, the mitzvahs that are noeg bizman hazeh. Is mitzvahs ha'arachas behema noeg bizman hazeh? The average person, one of us, would, I think, would say, no. It's It's not always about a zed to be marech a behemah and stand it up. Hamad of a haracha, as we're talking about, says the chinuch. I think you can count it because you got to do something. The rabbanan told you go like Shmuel. So says you got to do something. So it was counted as a mitzvah that you could do bezman hazeh. The Naharis and Rav Yashiv Sefer here, he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. He quotes the Sefer HaChinuch here. He says, Lofi Svaras HaChinuch. He says, Sarach Hayel Ahoel B'di'evet Pidyon B'liha Amad V'Aracha Gabez Man Abayis. Today, he's saying Pidyon works according to Shmuel. What is the Chinuch saying? That it works bezman hazeh. Not only do you see what Pashas Shmuel is holding, and that is, you could have it for a much, much less value. That's Shmuel's din. Hekeshavim mana shechalosh v'apruta. But what else do you see the chinuch is saying? That b'di eved, you don't need hamad v'aracha. Because b'zman hazeh, you don't have hamad v'aracha. And he says, the din still applies, you just do it this way with Shmuel. Shmuel allows you to do that, get out of hamad v'aracha. That's how the chinuch seems to understand it. Not only does Shmuel allow you to get out of the shaveh b'shaveh, he allows you to get out of the requirement of hamad v'aracha. Uber masisim b'vor d'imesu yikavru. The problem is our Mishnah. What did the Chachamim say in our Mishnah? If you can't do Amad Aracha, it sounds like a did b'di'evet, li'ikuva, ve'en l'cha b'di'evet gadum izu. So I don't understand, says Rebbe Yashiv. How could the chinuch seems to say that b'di'evet we can rely on Shmuel? Well, that's only b'zman hazeh? B'zman ha-mikdash, there was a different b'di'evet of Shmuel? Doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. Sounds like way Shmuel is maker adin. That if you want to do this b'di'evet, it works. So why does our Mishnah say that b'di'evet, if you can't do Amad Aracha, the animal has to die? V'tzarech lomar, says Rebbe Yashiv, even though they're not ma'akiv like the chinuch says, mikol makom beinat sheyehei ra'ui la'amad v'haracha. It has to be ra'ui la'amad v'haracha, meaning the din of Reb Zera, the din of kalaroi labila, the din of actually being ma'amad v'harachit is not li'ikuva. That's Shmuel. But you need to be raw. Therefore, if the animal's dead, even bizman hazeh, you wouldn't be able to do it. But the chinuch is talking about only an animal that is raw. La'amad v'aracha. That's the principle of kalaroi labila ain bila makavisbo. Remember, we had that. The source of that is in Maseches Menachos, where the Gemara says, if I am noder a certain amount of flour for a carbon mincha, so if I think it's 60 isronos, that could mix in to with the oil properly. But if it's more than that, then it doesn't mix in properly, and therefore you have to bring it in two separate times. You can't do more than 60. Die, but the Gemara says, but you don't even have to mix it. B'di'evet. If you didn't mix it, it's also okay. So the Gemara says, no, you only need ra'ui labila. You don't need actual, but you need ra'ui labila. This comes up in Hilchos Tevila. This comes up in Hilchos, the Ron quotes it in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, in the beginning of the third parak of Sukkah. So all different times, but Rev Al-Yashiv brings it up right here, that the din of Hamad of Aracha is a din of ra'ui l'hamad of Aracha, and not a din of actual Hamad of Aracha. That's how you can put the Sefer HaChinuch along with our Mishnah. Very important yisod. You can't learn this whole daf and today's daf as well. It's all about Hamad V'Aracha. So the Rav Yashiv says, you have to know, to learn it with that chinuch, it's just ra'ui l'hamad V'Aracha b'di'evet and not le'ikuva. Okay, we now continue. Six lines from the bottom. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. Let me bring a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, what's the machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokas within the Rabbanan. Which kachim do the Rabbanan say have to have Hamad V'Aracha? Rabbi Yochanan says, either way, kachim is... Oh, did I say it the opposite way before? I think I might have said it the opposite way earlier. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, Echad kachim is be'ach, ve'echad kachim be'ach, ve'echad kachim be'ach, ve'echad Hamad V'Aracha. They both require it. They are v'chal Hamad V'Aracha, and therefore, if it is dead, so then it cannot be redeemed according to anybody, and Yikaveru is for both. And Reish Lakish says, no, only Kachim Bedek Habayis is included in Amad V'Aracha, but not Kachim Mizbeach. Ironically, you might think that Kachim Mizbeach shouldn't have a higher standard, but we've seen a number of examples that that's not true. Kachim Bedek Habayis requires Amad V'Aracha, and that is what you have to say the Rabbanan are talking about in the Mishnah. When they say V'Mesu Yikaveru, we're talking about Kachim Bedek Habayis. Right, that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara asked yesterday. Right, if that's what they're talking about, why didn't they just say, why did Reb Shimon have to explicate? And the Gemara answered, because he wasn't sure what the Rabbanan held, but that was the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan said the requirement is by both, and Reish Lakish says it's only by Kachim Bedek Habayis. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan, let's find a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Rabbanan say it by both. Im. So look at the Shidim Kubetzes here. He quotes the pasuk in Os Yud. Im kol behema tameya asher lo yakriva mimena. This is talking about the concept of pidyon. Any behema tameya that lo yakriva mimena, that you can't be makrifam, has to be redeemed. So what does behema tameya mean in the pasuk? Bibaali mumin sheniftu hakasim edaber. We're talking about bali mumin that need to be redeemed. That's what we're talking about in the pasuk, even though it says behema tameya. Ata omer bebali mumin, o eno ela bebehema tameya. Is this really talking about bali mumin, or is it talking about actual non-kosher animals? Behema tameya. So kshihu omer, when the pasuk says, ve'im bebehema tameya ufde be'erkecha, if it already says another pasuk that's actually talking about a behema tameya, which must have been hukdash only for kedushas damim, hari behema tameya amur. It already says that hamani mekayim v'im kol behema asher lo yakriv mimena karban l'Hashem. So what is this pasuk talking about? It must be b'mali mumin sheyiftu or sheniftu, as we're talking about the case of ba'alei mumin. Yochol yiftu al mum over. You might think that you could even redeem something if it's just a temporary mum, a bal mum over. Tamalomar asher lo yakriv mimena, that you will not sacrifice from it. She'ena kreva kol ikr, that it's not hukrav at all, ever. Yat zazu she'ena kreva ayom elamacher, but a bal mum over can be hukrav. It wouldn't use the lashon of asher lo yakrivu mimena in lashon asid. So therefore, that must not be talking about a case of bal mum over, only a bal mum kavua. V'yamarachmana avilah hamad varacha. And the Torah says here, you do hamad varacha. So what is this pasuk talking about? Clearly, kedusha saguf. Clearly, kedusha saguf, because this is the you're talking about balmum kavua, balmum over. That's all kedushas haguf context. And you see, you need hamada v'haracha. And this is, Rashi says, this is a brisa which is from the Sifra, Stam Sifra. First skinny line of Rashi is Rebbe Yehuda, who is the Bar Plukta of Reb Shimon. So this must be the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. So you know here, Kachay Mizbech is included. You know in the Mishnah, Kachay Bedek Abayas is included. That's both. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan if you put it all together. Right? That's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Stop there for a moment. If you look at the Rambam says that this idea of redeeming animals that got mumin is a separate mitzvah asei daraisa. Rambam says in Isurei Mizbeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud, Hamakdish Ba'alas Mum LaMizbeach, Alabishaloke, Harizunis Kacha, Vitipade, Be'erech HaKohen. Right, if somebody's Makhtash Baalas Mum, you get Malkus, because that's Nisa Daraisa to be Makhtash Baal Mum, but you redeem it. Vitesi Lechulun, Vyavi Bidimat Karban. Vachena Din Bebehemas Kachim Shinofa Baal Mum, even if you didn't do an Aveira. You have an animal that got a Mum, so you have to redeem it. U Mitzvahs Asei Lifdos Kachim Shinolad Bohem Mum, Vyatsu Lechulun, Vyochlu, Vyayachlu. To Mitzvah Asei Daraisa. To redeem psulei hamukdashin. That's the shita saramba. It's not just an allowance, it's a mitzvah. Not just a heter, it's a chiv, it's a mitzvah. The Radvaz says right here, oh, let's just continue for a second in the Rambam. Shneamar, rak, what's the pasuk? Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta basar. What you desire, you shall shech l'chalta basar. Mipi yashmu alamdu, shakazim edaber, b'psuliyah mukdashin sheniftu. V'kfar b'yanu b'arachin, shezeh shneamar v'imkol behema t'me'a. Asher la'ikyuvim imena karban l'ashem, our pasuk, shum edaber b'mali mumin sheipadu. That's what our Gemara just said that. He's referring to Bali Mumin. And that's what the Radva says here. Maisi Arab Zal Trey Kroy, Chav the Mitzvahs Asel of Dos Osam, Bechad, Leheter Achilasam. That is the, learned for, two psukim, one for an allowance and one for a chiyiv. If you look at the Mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Semenz points out that the Rambam and the Chinuch have a little different formulation in terms of possibly what the purpose of this mitzvah is and the nature of the mitzvah is. The Rambam in this mitzvah Peivav, in Mitzvah Asei Peivav, he says, Shetzivanu mash liftos mash neschadish bo mumen akachim v'yisel l'chulin v'yehemutur lishchadoso u'la'achlo. The Rambam puts that into the mitzvah. You redeem it, it goes to chulin, and now you can shecht it and eat it. That's the Rambam's lashon. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, his lashon is, where's the lashon? I have it quoted here. Says the second, the chinuch. The chinuch says, Nitztavinu liftos kachim shenafa behemum vilochin bidmeyan behema acheres lekarban. That's his lashon. says you can redeem it in order to buy another animal for a karban. So the Mitzvah Zamelach suggests that maybe there's a chilek between the Rambam and the Chinuch. What's the purpose of this mitzvah, pidyon? Is the mitzvah, the focus of the mitzvah, to eat it? To get make it chulin and to eat it? Masha'enkein, according to the Chinuch, it is to be able to substitute and to get yourself another karban. Is the focus the maisa pidyon, or is the focus just the substitute getting another one? So he suggests maybe that's the machlokas, and he goes into possibly a nafkamina between them. But if you look in the hemshach of the chinuch also mentions the fact that you're going to be able to eat it. So I'm not sure exactly if the diuk is mukhrak, that's what he suggests. But then beautifully he says, what's the shorish of the mitzvah of liftos kachem shenafel behemum? The yisod gadol, the chinuch says, in mitzvah taf mem aleph, 441. Mitzvah 441. Parshas Re'eh. Says the chinuch misharshia mitzvah, shrei mechasti akel aleinu, laharshos osana lehanas vivehemas karban. It's chesed of Hashem, that Hashem allows us to be pote karbanas that got a mum. Because after all, you might say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol could say, it's mine. I don't care if it gets a mum. You're not getting it back. So it has to die, you have to bury it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said. But tzadiku Hashem, utztaka yasim bir yosav, v'shevet malchuso v'rabamuso yokel me'alehem. He's going to be makel on us. V'leidaktik imam lemar, al tig'u ba'kodesh me'akar shahaya li afilu rega echad. Number one. Va'od, and not only that, now the Chinuch says in the Shittas Rambam, it's even a mitzvah. Why? Because if it was just an allowance, you know what people would do? Bal nefesh yachmir. Says, no, you know what, you know, it's better to be machmir. It's better, of course, to do this. Ulay adayin nachush miderech chasidus liga bohen. Right, you know, all the achronim say, it's bal nefesh yachmir. Says the Chinuch, that's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it, according to the Rambam, and me, says the Chinuch, as a mitzvah, to show me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be machmir here. Aval achar sheishkiya mitzvah bedavar, lo yishar shum chashash b'inyan. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaTameh v'ator yochlenu kasivu chayol, ein kudush zaguf, eat it, enjoy, that is the Chinuch. Beautiful. We continue. Says the Gemara, there's more here, but we'll go a little further. Again, the action here is on the top of Amud Aleph. Just works out that way sometimes. But let's continue first a little bit, and then we will get back to this line. Amarav Gidal Amarav, my time with the Reish Lakish. What's the reason for Reish Lakish? The Reish Lakish says only Kedushas Haguf, only Kedushas Mizbeach, has that does not have a requirement for Hamad of Aracha, and Kedushas Bezek Abayis does. So the Amar El Arbanan. Kad Amar El Arbanan, Kedushas Bezek Abayis, Soyeb HaKal Hamad of Aracha. The Kohen is Marachit, Bein Tov Vein Ra. What does that mean? Which type of animal? Doesn't make a difference if it's Tov, meaning it's Tamim, and Ra, meaning Bamum. Haviomer is a Kashi Vedek Abayis. Vedek Abayis doesn't have any distinction between those two. The Amakra, Osa, Limute Kashi Mizbeach. So that is on the one hand. For Rabbi Yochanan, Osa, Rabbi Yochanan, who says both have a requirement of Amad Varacha, Osa Limute, Mai, Limute Bamo Meikaro. That excludes the Bamo Meikaro, that does not have a requirement of Hamad Varacha, because that has faulty Kedusha to start with. It was Kadam Muman Lehekdeshan. So that's why even Rabbi Yochanan would agree there. Rashi points out that according to Reish Lakish, he does not need a pasuk to exclude this. If real kachim is veach already excluded, then surely these cases of kadam bamum lehekdeshan is excluded, that it does not require a hamada. Ula tana de Levi de amar da filu bamum meikaro bechal hamada varacha. According to tana de Levi, who says even bamum meikaro achieves some status and it needs hamada varacha also. To tani Levi, because they said hakol ay bechal hamada varacha veafilu bamum meikaro vechay tana Levi bemasnisi bemasise veafilu chaya veafilu ofos vehaksev osa ? What does tana de Levi do with the word osa? Because nothing's excluded. Kasha. So, no answer given what he does with that. There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. What does it mean, chaya? Even a chaya? What does that mean? Rashi says, even if you are makdish chickens and roosters, so lo shaykh l'klal ha-mizbeach, even those would need ha'amad of aracha, according to Rashi, according to Tana Devei Levi. Tosfos, kagon shematvis tarnegolin lebedek habayis. You might have been shikas to the Gemara. Is that what Rashi means also? Maybe the Rashi doesn't specify. He just says avadim tarigolim, which aren't shaykh to the mizbeach. Maybe Rashi means you remark them kedushas. There's a category called kedushas damim la mizbeach. We haven't spoken about that in a while. The Brisker Rav points this out, but we have this in other mesechtas, that there's kedushas amizbeach and kedushas aguf. But what if I give a spoon kedushas damim la mizbeach? I want this to be used as a mizbeach. It can't be hokrav. It's a spoon. It's a chicken. But I could declare it and designate that its value should be used as a carbon, kedushas damim la mizbeach. So maybe that's what Rashi means. But Tosfos here says, but Pefer is the opposite. Rashi Tosfos says, no. Talking about chaya and ofos, shemarpetan gomel betek abayis. Okay. Good. So that is Rashi. And Tosfos, that's the by chaya. They'll turn it to be Levi. What do they do with that pasuk? No answer. Viter. Amarav Yehuda Amarav. My time at the Reb Shimon, the Amar Kodshe, Mizbeach Hayu Bechal Madavaracha, Kodshe Betek Abayis, Lo Hayu. So now what's the reason for Reb Shimon? We just spoke about what are the svaras for Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan within the Rabbanan. So now we're going to the other Shita. What's the source for Reb Shimon who says, what did he see on our Mishnah? Betek Abayis can be redeemed. And Kodshe Mizbeach cannot be. See, the Kodshe Mizbeach has the requirement, the Kodshe Betek Abayis do not. So basically, according to Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan are opposites. Right? According to Reb Shimon is clear. Kodshe Bet Mizbeach has the requirement, and Kodshe Betek Abayis do not. According to Reish Lakish's Rabbanan, the opposite. Kodshe Betek Abayis has the requirement, and Kodshe Mizbeach do not. According to Reb Yochanan, the Rabbanan are just more inclusive. According to Reb Yochanan's Rabbanan, they both have the requirement. I guess that's an easy way to remember it. Reish Lakish's Rabbanan are the opposite of Reb Shimon. So, what's the source for Reb Shimon? To Amar Kra, Ve'herich HaKohen Osa Bein Tovu Vein Ra, Ezeo Dover Shechalak Bein Tovu Vein Ra, he has the opposite drasha, which has a distinction between good and bad, HaVeyomer Zekachi Bet Mizbeach, V'yamar Kra Osa Limute Betek Abayis. Period. Ihachi bein tov l'rami b'ilei. It should say bein tov l'ra, not bein tov uvein ra. Bein tov uvein ra means it applies here or there. Bein tov l'ra would mean that it's a category and a context which would have a difference between them. So kasha, again, that is a problem. Okay, stop there for... let's continue to try to get more further down, and then we'll come back, as I said. Meisu, now we have a brisa. Meisu, tamimin, yikavru. If you have tamim animals that die, they must be buried. Ubali mumin, yipadu, and ubali mumin can be redeemed. What type of animals are we talking about? What type of kachim? Bamed, or memorim bakachim is beach. By kachim is beach, so then there's a distinction between bali mumin and tamimim. Avo, bakachi, bad, remember we had tamimim in the Mishnah. 2 days in Rashi, what exactly Tamimim meant. Aval b'kachim is beach, mean, but Tamimim bali bali mumin yikaveru. But when it comes to kachim bedek habayis, it's all buried. Meaning, kachim bedek habayis, that for sure has a requirement of ha'amadah v'haracha. Kachim bedek habayis. Reb Shimon omer, echon kachim is beach, v'echon kachim bedek habayis, Tamimim yikaveru bali mumin yipadu. And Reb Shimon says, no, across the board, Tamimim must be buried and bali mumin can be redeemed. So Tziufta, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a lot of problems here, putting this with who's the Shita, and how does it fit in? So Tziufta, Rabbi Yochanan, Meiresha. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to the Rabbanan, they both have the requirement, and here, according to the Rabbanan, there's a Chilik. Kachay Bedek Abayis has the requirement, the Kachay Mizbeach do not have the requirement. To me, Mim have to be buried, maybe because it's a Bizayin, it's something that Rashi says, something that was Roy, Agabi Amizbeach. You know, you're going to redeem that you can't redeem. But in terms of the Me'ikra Din Bali Mumin Yipadu, if a Bali Mum dies, it can be redeemed. So Stira, Rabbi Yochanan again says, the Rabbanan have the requirement by both, and this Rabbanan only has the requirement by Bedek Abayis. So Amalchah Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha Mayaskina B'Bali Mumin Yikaro. Who are we talking about in this Brisa? When it says Bali Mumin Yipadu, it means Bali Mumin Yikaro. That's what we're talking about. So there, of course, I agree. The Rabbanan agreed to Bal Mumin Yikar that it can be redeemed. When I said my sheet, the real sheet of the Rabbanan, is when they got a Bal Mumin after they were hektish. How can I miss Tavra? It also makes sense that it's about a Bal Mumin Yikaro. De'i Tema, Shekadam Hekdeshan Es Mumun. Because if you say it's a regular case of hektish, not Bal Mumin Yikaro, but a regular case that you think we have been talking about, where hektish comes first, Liflog Reb Shimon Allah, then Reb Shimon should argue on that case as well. Reb Shimon just says, everything has to be, right, all bali mumin have to be redeemed. but and all tamimim have to be buried. But if you say kadem hekdeshan es mumon, that he would also say yikaveru there. So ela lav shma mina b'mamome karo. So it must be talking about b'mamome karo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't have a problem. Period. So it sounds like Gemara, okay, elamatevi chief to the Reish Lakish. That it should be that it's a problem with Reish Lakish. Why? Second wide line in Rashi. Da migufa shaminon da abalmu me ikarokai. The Asher Yishlomar, right? Because you, according to Reish Lakish, you see from here that you know it's clear as we just proved that it's talking about balmu me ikaro. The Asher Yishlomar time of the balmu me ikaro hakadam hekdesho lemu molder abananami kaveru. The only reason it can be redeemed here is because it's balmu me ikaro. Mashba, if that wouldn't be the reason, they wouldn't allow it to be redeemed. It's a kasha under the Reish Lakish is Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, no, Reish Lakish wouldn't say that. Reish Lakish mukim la b'shakadim hekdeshan is mumon. Right? Reb Yochanan is the one that was forced to say ba momei karo. Reish Lakish wouldn't. So yachi niflog Reb Shimon alas, and then we're back to the previous right kasha. If it's true, then Reb Shimon should argue on that too. He should argue on kachim mizbeach and say they would be buried. So the Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish mefich afich. Reish Lakish would switch. What would he switch? Vachi mosiv mima notes. Rashi points out, we're not answering the question yet. There's first a different version of the previous conversation, the past four lines, and then we're going to answer at the end how Reish Lakish answers. We didn't get to the answer yet. Why does Reb Shimon argue? But first we have the following. Reish Lakish mefach afich. Reish Lakish has a different version of the Shitas and the Brisa. V'achi mosev mi mechil to achrisi. And he asks from a different Brisa as follows. Mesu bein tamimim bein bali mumin yikaveru. The Tanakhama says that all animals, if they die, have to be buried. Ba'med ramamurim b'kache bedek habayis. This is the opposite that we said in the previous Brisa. By bedek habayis, they have to be buried. Aval b'kachim, but by kache haguf yipado, they have to be redeemed. Reb Shimon Omer, Tamimim Yikavru, Ubalimumim Yipadu. So now, Tziufta de Reb Yochanan, Misefer, from the second line, because it says, Kachi Haguf can be redeemed. Reb Yochanan said that no. Rabbanan say, everything has to be Hamad Varacha. So I'm like, Reb Yochanan, same thing. Hakamayaskinah b'mamu meikaro. The Sefer must be talking about b'mamu meikaro. And the Chanami Mestavra, same, it's quest Raya. The Tema b'shakadim hekdeshan es mumon lifeh Reb Shimon ala. Reb Shimon should say that they cannot be redeemed. Because Reb Shimon held that kadim hekdeshan es mumon when it comes to bedek, Reb Shimon held by kachay mizbeach, they have to be buried. So that's what he has to be talking about. Kache b'amu meikaro. El lema tevi tiyufta de Reish Lakish. So again, the same right kash as before. I'm lachar Reish Lakish. I'm lachar my eskinan. But she calls the mechdeshan is mumon. Same shakla v'tarya that we had before. It's just that instead of the diyek from the reisha to start, you have the diyek from the seifa. Answer of a niflog Reb Shimon Allah. So this was the question that we ended off with before that we did not answer. So should it Reb Shimon, if we're talking about a case of kadam hekdeshan is mumon, a regular case, you have a carbon that got a mum, should it Reb Shimon argue and say by all kachim is bayach they have to be buried? Because that was his shita. So Amalacha Reish Lakish, Hachanami, the following Reb Shimon, he would. He would in a chinami. Because here, in this brisa, he doesn't say beferish that balmumin, kachim mizbeach, would be redeemed. That was in the first version. But in this version, Reish Lakish's version of the brisa, he does not say that beferish said a chinami. He would say, by all kachim mizbeach, if it was kadim hekdeshan as mumon, it would have to be buried, it would not be able to be redeemed. Period. Okay, end of that section. So it was a lot of words, but it's really the same exact Gemara, twice in a row. The same diuk starts off with the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, and we defend Rabbi Yochanan. And then the question, what does Reish Lakish do with it? Reish Lakish would say, well, I don't learn the Gemara, that Brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, because it would work out problematic for me. And Lamaisa, what would Reb Shimon fit in? Yes, Reb Shimon would fit in, according to my version of the Brisa. So that is the end of that section. Okay, now getting back to one point that I wanted to mention before, and that is, the Gemara earlier had said that the lashon in the Torah of behema temeya could mean psulei hamukdashin. Right, that's what we had on the top. The source for behema of psulei hamukdashin, meaning niftah, the source of the mitzvah for the Rambam, was from a pasuk that said behema temeya. There is a sheet of the Rambam. Sheet of the Rambam. This is an amazing sugya. We didn't have shir on this because this was the third to last daf in Makos, and I think I was traveling at the time, but a couple of years ago. But there's a great sugya at the end of Makos, and it's in the Rambam. It's a big chiddush. Well, first, let's start off. The Rambam starts off The Rambam holds in Hilchos Kilayim. We know there's an isser of two types of kilay behema: cross breeding and cross leading. Cross leading. Let's say I put two different animals on my wagon at once. That's an isser daraisa. The shitas of Rambam is only if it's one kosher and one non kosher animal. That's the isser daraisa. If it's just two different types, but they're both kosher, or they're both not kosher, so then it is only an Issa Durabanan. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kala osa malacha bishnei mine behema, o chai ke echad, vaya echad mehen min tahora, vasheni min temeya, hariz eloke b'chol makom. You get Malkus. But, mi divrei sofrim, kol shnei minim shen kelayim bahar ba'a, asurim lachrosh ben ke echad v'lim shokhozan alahanigam. Mi Durabanan, any two animals that you can't cross breed, you can't cross work either. But Doraisa, it's only one kosher, one non-kosher animal. The Svara might be, if we could suggest the Svara, the Balaturim. The Balaturim on the Pasuk says, you know what the reason is for cross, the Isra for cross-breeding animals? Because you're gonna have a shor and a chamor, an ox and a donkey. The donkey, while he's working, is gonna look at the ox, and he's gonna see the ox regurgitating its food, cause he's chewing its cud, and he's gonna think he just got lunch from the owner, and the chamor is gonna be really upset. He's going to think, this guy's eating and I'm not eating now. Tsar Balei Chayim. The Bala Turim says, this is the source. Right, we mentioned in the past, 11 sources Rav Asher Weiss collects for Tsar Balei Chayim. This is one of them. The Bala Turim right here on this pasuk, I think it Parshas Kiseitse. So that is the Shittas HaRambam, that you only have an Issa Daraisa, only if there's a Daraisa and a Durabon, only if you have two types, one kosher, one not kosher. The question that is asked on the Rambam is... According to the rest of the Rambam is, but if you look in the end of Maseches Makis, and if you look in the Rambam quotes this, if somebody does avoda with an animal that is psulei hamukdashin, behema psulei hamukdashin, that's what the Gemara said at the end of Makis, one animal, she'afo pishu guf echad, hakasav asa osash kishnei gufim. If I take my one animal as psulei hamukdashim and I lead it on a wagon, I'm chayiv an issa daraisa for cross working in animals. Kilayim. It's one animal! But this animal has two statuses in it. It has kachim and chulin. So therefore it is cross working an animal, and therefore you get an issa daraisa. That's five halachas later in the Rambam. Behemah sulei mekdashim avavishu guf echad hakasav asa osa kishnei gufim. Mibnei shahaisa kodesh v'nasis, mibnei shahaisa kodesh, nasis kekodesh v'chol me'uravin zebazeh. V'nibseis behemah zu kebehemah temeya imatahora hamu'uravin keechad. The question is, but the Rambam says you need one tameh, one tar animal. Where do you have an animal that's tameh here? Ah, our Gemara says Psulei Hamukdashin is called Tamei. Right, and that's how the Rambam can fit. Even the Rambam Lishitaso, who says that you need only Tamei Antar animals to violate Daraisa, you have a Tamei Antar animal here, because a Chulin is called a Tahar animal, and Psulei Hamukdashin, its Hektish, its problematic Hektish status, is called Tamei in our Pasuk. The Rambam even quotes the Pasuk. How are you all merim? Kol Behemat Tamei Asher Leikru B'Mei Karban L'Hashem B'Piyu Yashvu Olam D'Shin Medaber El Psulei Hamukdashin. Our Gemara. Lefichach, hachoresh b'sharp psulei hamukdashin o hamarbia harizel loke mishum kilayim. What an amazing halacha. Right, and that's the Gemara. It's Beferish of the Gemara, the end of Maseches Makis. That is what they say. Just by the way, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rambam. Right, other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Torah and others hold that even any different types of animals, even two kosher, two non-kosher, also, if you have put a camel and a donkey, on a wagon together, so that would also be an Issa Daraisa. The Rambam would say that's an Issa Darabanan. But the other Rishonim say it is an Issa Daraisa. Rashi Al Torah argues on the Rambam. Rashi Al Torah says right here that Lo Sachar Shor V'Chamor Yachdav Hu Adin L'Kol Shnei Minim Sheba'Olam V'Hu Adin L'Hanigam Yachad Kshurim Zugim Ba'Olacha Shemasa. Just says Shor and Chamor because those are the usual animals of a burden. But it could be anyone's. Who had in the whole meaning Kilayim, the Ramban also says, that is the Machlow. Interesting, the Tur himself holds like his father, the Rush, against the Rambam. But he's the one that gives the Svara of Osachar and Shorvach HaMoryachtav in the Balaturim. Right, so interesting. I have to put all the Balaturim Hashkafic points along with his Halachic Shittas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yirmi L'Rabbi Zeira, L'Reish Lakish, Amalei Rabbanan Kajim Izbech, L'Reish Bechalam Advaracha. According to Reish Lakish, who says that according to the Rabbanan, only Beta Kabayis has the requirement. But not Kachim Izbeach, Viktani, Kachim Izbeach, Bali Mumin Yipadu, and Kachim Izbeach, Bali Mumin can be redeemed. umok mina la bishakadam hekdeishin as muman, and you are mokim it as that kadam hekdeishin as muman, shma mina, polinas akashim lachilon leklavim. In our case, according to Rabbi Shlakesh, in the Bryce is giving a case of kadam hekdeishin as muman, and you're able to redeem it even though it died already. So isn't this showing that you're allowed to be, you're redeemed something l'hachil l'klavim? And that is a deya in the Tanam, but we'd rather not say that. It's a das yachid. So hachamai eskinan b'sha'avar v'shachta. No, what does it mean it died in the Brisa? It doesn't mean that it died. It got a moment, it died. It means you shechted it. You weren't supposed to. You're supposed to redeem it. But you shechted it. And therefore it's mutter to eat. Kidetanya, call a kashem shafal ben mum, vishachtan, remei omri kavr, vacham omri yipadu. The chum say it can still be nifta and it can be eaten, except there's no riot to that case of podin lachilan leklavim. Period. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira again. L'Rabbi Shimon to Amar Kachi Bedek Abayis Lo Havi Bechlal Hamad Varacha. Now according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Kachi the opposite Shita, Kachi Bedek Abayis are not Bechlal Hamad Varacha, meaning even if they die, you can redeem them. Amai Tamimim Yikavru. So why, I said this outside, just Derech Agav a few minutes ago, he says, so why did Tamimim have to be buried? If Bedek Abayis Tamim died, so why can't you redeem it? Why does that have to be buried? We should dechazu lahakrava. Anything that was ra'i to be hukrav, so then you can't just use that for chulin. It's zilzul. Kid detanya hamatvis tamimim lebedek abayis. Like we learned in the brisa, if your matvis a tamim to bedek abayis, kishehe niftin a niftin elalim isbeach. When you're poured to them, you're poured to them only to give it to somebody who's going to use this. Legabi ham isbeach. You can't redeem it for anything else. Big discussion whether this is a din to oraisa or a din to rabbanan. Tosfos, Beferish, and Zvachim, Daf and Tess, and elsewhere, other Rishonim say it's a Din D'Rabbanan. It's like a knas. If you give a perfect animal to Bedek Abayis, you shouldn't have done that. You want to give money to Bedek Abayis, other things, you give it a perfect animal to Bedek Abayis, so it's going to the Mizbeach willy-nilly, right? One way or another, it's going to the Mizbeach, and therefore, even if it's Nifta, you have to give it to somebody who needs it. Shekala Roy, La Mizbeach, and Yotim Yidye Mizbeach La'olam.
Why are they Nifta at all?
Sorry?
Why are they Nifta at all?
So why are they, if they are, let's say they shouldn't, but it could be automatic. We had that earlier. It might be automatic. Well, that might be stam, right. It might, sometimes might be automatic. Good. But if it is redeemed, then you can't get out of it. Period. Oh, Malay Rapapa. The Rambam quotes a pasuk when he quotes this halacha. That's why some assume, the Mishnah Melech and others assume that it's in Dinda Raisa, but others say not so fast, maybe it's in Dinda Rabbanan, even though he only quotes a pasuk. Even though he quotes a pasuk. Oh, Malay Rapapa, Labaya, Viyamri La Rava La Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Demukim La Bavamu Meikaro. Getting back to what we said earlier, we just had a couple of kashas on Reish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan, who said the Brises on the previous Amud Aleph, we're talking about Bamu Meikaro. That's why he had said, remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to their abundance, they always has to die. So why would they ever allow it to be redeemed? It must be talking about cases of Balmo Meikaro. It had a faulty Kedusha to begin with. V'kulei amasvir lehu to Balmo Meikaro to lohavi b'chlal hamad v'aracha. And everybody would agree, even the Rabbanan would agree, that there's no requirement of hamad v'aracha by cases of Balmo Meikaro. So now the Gemara says, velo, is that really true? If it's Bamu Meikaro, for sure it can be redeemed. But not, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Bechoros, Kol HaKadshim, Shekada Mum Kavua LeHekdeshon, any carbon that got a Mum Kavua before you amakdash it, Vinifdu, and it was redeemed, so then it becomes total Chulin. Remember, because it had a Bamu before you amakdash it. So then it's total Chulin when you redeem it. Chayavin BeBechora, it has a Chiyav to give Bechor. Ubim Atanos, you have to give the Zerol Lachaim and the Keva to the Kohen, as we saw at the end of Maseches Chulin. The Yotz and Lachulin, the Gazis Le'aved, you could shear it, you could work it. It's total Chulin, because it had a mum before you amakdash it. V'lodan v'chelban mutter lachet pidyonam, its babies and its milk can be mutter after you redeem it. V'ashochtan b'chutz pater, it is Chulin. So there's no Isra Shchut Echutz. Ve'inos in Tzmura, and it does not create Tzmura because it loses its inherent status. V'meisu yipadu. And if it dies, you can redeem it. If it died before it was redeemed, you can redeem it. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zudivrei Reb Shimon. Amar Kachim Mizbeach Chayi B'chal Hamad V'aracha. This is only according to Reb Shimon that says Kachim Mizbeach or B'chal Hamad V'aracha Kachim Bedek Abayis Lo Hayu. And that's why here V'meisu Yipadu. Kid, that sounds like our Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer Kachim Bedek Abayis V'meisu Yipadu. Umode Reb Shimon. This is all a continuation before we get to the question. Umode Reb Shimon Balmu Meikara Shenifta. And Reb Shimon agrees by a Balmu Meikara that it is also redeemed. My time and Amakra Osa. Osa Lamuti Balmu Meikara. But this is what Rav Yehuda Amarav said about this brisa, that this is all, this Mishnah, this is all the Shita of Rav Shimon. Avo chachamim omrim, afilu bamu meikaro, hayu bichlau ha'amada v'haracha. But, chachamim would say, even a bamu meikaro is bichlau ha'amada v'haracha. So it's against what we just said. Rav Yochanan just said that everybody would agree by a bamu meikaro that it is redeemable. But now, we have another version of Yehuda Amarav says that's not true, that the Rabbanan would say even bamu meikaro has a requirement, and if not, it must be buried. So Amar Lei, Man Chachamim Tana Devei Levi. This Chachamim Tana Devei Levi. That's what we had on Amar Aleph. There is one Shita out there that says that, and that's what this is talking about, Tana Devei Levi. So Ihachi, one second. So if it's true that it's Tana Devei Levi, so Zu Divrei Reb Shimon Vesulo. So how could Rav Yehuda Amarav say, this is Reb Shimon's Shita? It's Zu Divrei Reb Shimon Umachlo Kusomi Boilei. This is Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan Shita. It's only not Tana Devei Levi Shita. So Amar Lei, Hai Deloktani Hachi, the reason it didn't say that, Mishum de Rav Savra La Karesh Lakish. The reason is because Rav holds like Resh Lakish, De Amar, Le Rabbana Kachi Bedegabayas, Hai Bechala, Madvaracha, Kachi Mizbech Loayu. Because Rav holds like Resh Lakish in that regard. So Rav didn't want to make a blanket statement earlier. Veresha Ktani Vimesu Yipadu, Veseva Ktani Vimesu Yikaveru. Right? Only the Resha, only the beginning, Rashi explains, could be like the Rabbana and not the Seifa, and that's why Rav said what he said. Period. One more line, and then we'll make an interesting comment. V'bayasema, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Svirulei, or possibly Rav could still hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Utukakasha lechazu diver Shimon machlokuso. Aye. So why then didn't he say this brisa, this Mishnah is Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan Shita? Why did he just say Reb Shimon if it's only going against Tana Devei Levi? So mibayle ema hachanami. So diver Reb Shimon machlokuso mibayle ema hachanami. Okay, that's what it said. It's a different version. Period. Rabbi Yashivir points out that it is very unusual for the Gemara to say something like, yeah, Rav holds like Reish Lakish. What does it say here? Rav, right, Amal Mishun de Rav Savalak Reish Lakish. Right, and earlier it said that. So he just points out, he says, Asi Shaper, the Matinu La'el, the beginning of Amar Aleph, Amar Avgito Amar Rav, right, we didn't notice it before. Amar Avgito Amar Rav, my time de Reish Lakish, in the beginning of Amar Aleph. So he says, "Ubishum makom acher lo matzinu derav mefarish milsei dereish lakish ela deshaini hacha derav nami koi b'shita zu." Right, Rav was Rav Tana Upalik. He was much earlier. Right, so he said, "With the Gemara puts these together, my time of the Reish Lakish." So he said, "It's very unusual," but he did it because why does the Gemara say that in Amud Aleph? Because when you get to the Maskani here in Amud Beis, you know that he's going following the shita of Reish Lakish, and therefore that's why the Gemara says what it says. Maybe we'll just read the beginning of the next Mishnah, and then we'll get into it Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Again, we can spend a lot of time. We'll try to fill up the time, even though it's only an Amud. Be'ez Hashem, we'll do what we can. But the Mishnah says, last Mishnah. This Mishnah is not only a Temura Mishnah. This is a Shas Mishnah. Ve'elu hein hanikbarin. There are some items that have to be buried. There are some items that have to be burned. Elu hein hanikbarin. These are the items that have to be buried. Kachim shehipila yikaveru. A carbon that has a miscarriage, that fetus has to be buried. Hipila shilya tikaver. And even if it's a shilya, if it only has the afterbirth, that also has to be buried. Rashi says, in shilya below vlad. And therefore it must be buried. Why do all these things have to be buried? Rashi says, isure hana'aninhu. They're asur b'hana. So is this a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan? We're going to have to talk about it. If it's a din d'araisa, then this could be another example of a siyag d'araisa. You have to bury it so nobody comes to benefit from it. V'shar haniskal, an ox that killed somebody that has to be stoned. The egla arufa, the anonymous corpse. The egla that's used in the ceremony. V'tzipari mitzora. V'se'ar nazir, we're going to talk about that. The hair of a nazir, which we thought has to go under the dud of the shlamim. So what does it mean it has to be buried here? We'll see in the Gemara. Ufetach hamar, and the petach hamar, which lechora is about a case where you did not redeem it with a sheep, right? You didn't redeem it, or maybe you broke its neck. Ubasar b'chalav, v'chulash ishchutu bazara. All of these items are asar b'ana, and therefore they have to be buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin Shushku Dubazar Yisarfu. No. Chulin Shushku Dubazar has to be burned. Why? Because, Rashi explains, you're going to get mixed up. You have this item in the base, in the Azara, and you're going to take it out and you bury it. People are going to think, oh, carbon stuff can be buried. And of course, it has to be burned. No sar and all the other mitzvos of Srefas Kachim. So Rabbi Shimon says, Chulin in Azara, that has to be burned. V'chein Chai Shushku Dubazar, even a Chaya, that shechted in the Azara also has to be burned. What do you mean, a chaya? What's a chaya doing in the Azara? That's what for, what's that talking about? So Rashi says, even if it's chulin, still. So even if it's chulin, so if you look in the gears on the bottom, the gears has changed. Oz beis with the parentheses. No. Even though there's no gzeira here, don't mention it's chulin, even if there's no gzeira here, still, because it's a chaya, you're not going to get mixed up with chayas and mehemus, it is still, that's the din of Reb Shimon. The Shiloh Kabetz here just says, maybe you're makdash a chaya lebetik abayis. So that also could be an example. But either way, that is all the nikbarin. The nisrafin, they're coming up. We'll stop here. But, Beth Hashem, we will do it. Beth Hashem, tomorrow is the siyum on Meseches Temura.